Hello, Simon.
Hello.
Hello, Simon. Sorry about that. The line dropped out there. I do apologize.
Yeah, that's fine. I can hear you now.
Ah, perfect. Okay. Just with this call being recorded again, Simon, just for data protection, now that I have them details, can you confirm your address for me and date of birth, please?
70 Cowley Road, Malvern, WR14. 1QN. My name is Simon.
Perfect, sir. Thank you very much for the clarification and passing data protection. Okay. So just reiterate what I was saying to you there, Simon. I do appreciate that discussion experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting, but please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or would prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know at any point during this call, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you need to make me aware of?
No.
No? Okay. So the purpose of today's call, Simon, is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you and the options that you have around the scheme. I'll explain how INS Law operates on your behalf and discuss our funding and fees. And then what I'll do is I'll gather the initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you. Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us. But the three options that you are entitled to is option one, you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. Option two, you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under that government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you are successful or not with that application. INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us, being option three, you will be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. At this stage, Simon, can you just confirm whether you have instructed any other law firm to represent you within this redress scheme?
No.
No? Okay, that's perfect. Okay, Simon, so our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So what that means for yourself is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees will consist of basic charges based on the time spent and the success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment, so you'll never pay anything more than the agreed cap of 19.2%. Okay, so it is important that I make it clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you, but the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I'll explain in greater detail during this call. Okay, Simon, so if instructed, we can assist with whether you are eligible to apply to the redress scheme. We have gathered and reviewed the evidence and prepare and submit the application for you. We have the full correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme, so we'll always advise you of any offers made and explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered. And we'll also offer any assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme. Okay, so what the statutory waiver is for yourself, Simon, is that if a redress offer is made, we'll always fully explain the statutory waiver to you before you decide whether to accept anything. But it is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future claims relating to the matters already dealt with within the scheme. Okay, so is that all understood with yourself so far, Simon?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, Simon, alongside all of that, you do have a right to cancel. So if you do decide to proceed, you'll have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements, and you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately whilst the cancellation rights still remain. If that was the case, Simon, would you like us to start work immediately on your case?
Yes.
Yep, okay, perfect. We can do that for you. Okay, so we're able to formally act for you, Simon, we will require proof of identity for verification purposes. So we'll therefore need a copy of photographic ID and proof of address data within the last 3 months. But following on from this conversation, I'll send you information via email in relation to what is and what's not acceptable forms of identity. And you can either send that back via email or WhatsApp. Okay, So just got moving on to your care settings now, Simon. How many care settings were you in?
One.
One, okay. And what was the name of that care setting, please?
Cameron Children's Centre in the Orkney Islands.
So Cameron Children's Centre. Okay, let's have a look. And you said Cameroon, didn't you?
Yeah, Cameron.
Oh, Cameron. Okay, was it Cameron House or Cameron Residential School?
I can't remember. It was Cameron Children's Home.
Okay, bear with me. Okay, and what area was that in, sorry?
That was in a town called Kirkwall in Orkney.
Okay, could you potentially spell that town name for me, please?
Sorry?
Could you potentially spell that town name for me?
K-I-R-K-W-A-L-L, Kirkwall.
Kirkwall. That's in Orkney.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so Cameron Children's Resource Centre, it's come up with.
Okay.
And how long was you there for?
2 years.
Okay, and do you know what year you was placed?
Well, I think I was placed in there when I was 11, so I'm 57 now.
Yep, okay, bear with me. So when you was 11, 1980.
Okay.
1980 to 1982. Okay. And What form of abuse would you say you suffered here at this children's home? What was it like for you?
I suffered physical abuse by some of the other children.
Okay. Did you suffer any physical abuse by the staff members at all?
No.
No, okay, so they didn't restrain you in any unlawful way, anything like that?
I can't remember.
Okay. So if you don't mind, Simon, just tell me briefly what the other children done to you in terms of that physical abuse.
My... fighting me, kicking me, punching me.
So did the children pick on you, did they?
Yeah. And I think that was because I was English.
Yeah. Okay, and did this happen throughout the whole 2 years, was it, or was this just for a set period of time?
I just think every now and again.
Yeah, okay, but it was over the 2 year period then, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, and at that time, was you left? You know, was you bruised? Did they make you bleed? Anything like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and when, like, had you told any staff members about this or anything?
Yeah, I think I did, yeah.
Yep, okay, and obviously I'm guessing no one was really done of this?
No.
Okay. Okay, Sam. I've just written up a little bit of a brief statement for yourself. Obviously, further down the line in this process, we are going to give you a call to arrange a more in-depth witness statement, but this is, you know, quite a few months away. And it'll just be able to expand on your time here at, you know, Cameron's Children's Home. And, you know, go into detail on, you know, how it made you feel, the effects that it had on you, the effects it still could have on you today. You know, my team has specialised in writing witness statements in you know, listening to how it's made you feel. So we'll book in that obviously later down in the process. Okay, so this for now is just a little bit of a brief, just so I can send this off to the Scottish Redress Scheme, so they can acknowledge that you have been, you know, you have suffered some form of abuse. But obviously alongside the physical abuse, you know, was you neglected in any way? Whether that be, you know, clothing, food, anything like that?
No.
No? Okay, that's fine. Okay, Sam. So when it comes to the application for the Scottish Redress Scheme, there's two types of payments that you can go for. The first payment is a fixed payment of £10,000, and that's just a fixed amount regardless of the severity of the abuse that you've suffered. But there is an individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed independent panel. And they look at the level of abuse that you've suffered, the supporting evidence that we'll provide, your witness statement. And obviously, yet that closed independent panel, it's all done behind closed doors. So you or I don't have to attend anywhere. We obviously just advise you of the panel date and the award from what the panel have awarded you. Okay, so I would like to put you forward for the individually assessed payment. As you know, from my experience, you know, this physical beating that you've suffered is worth more than £10,000. Okay, so I'm going to put you forward for that, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Have you ever received any relevant payments from court in regards to the abuse that you've suffered in care?
No.
No, okay. And do you have any criminal convictions at all?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, for any of them convictions, Simon, have you spent 5 or more years in prison for them?
No.
No, okay, that's fine. Okay, so I can complete the application process, Simon. I just need to know, was you known by any other names during your time in care?
Yeah, Matthews, M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S.
Okay, so it was Simon Matthews in care?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. And have you changed your name legally by deed, poll or marriage?
Yes.
Is it by, what one is it, sorry, sir?
To McPherson.
Yep, okay. And was that by deed, poll?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. And do you, by any chance, out of curiosity, do you still have that proof of name change?
No, I don't.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. Okay, Simon. Do you know an address that you lived in prior to being placed into care? If you don't remember, even the town that you lived in?
I think the house was Quarry House, and the town was Costa, Costa in the Orkney Islands.
So it was Quarry House in Costa.
In Orkney.
Okay, Orkney. Is that AUCHNEY by any chance?
C-O-S-T-A.
Sorry, that's Costa, yeah. Orkney, how am I spelling Orkney?
O-R-K-N-E-Y.
Right, okay. I get you. Okay. Okay, and am I able to grab the names of your mother and father, please, Simon?
Charlie and Carol Matthews.
Okay, perfect. And the name of the GP that you're currently registered with, please?
Is in Malvern.
So is that Malvern Medical Practice?
Yeah.
Is that on Lupus Street?
No. Oh, I'm not sure.
No, it's not. Malvern. Malvern Medical Centre. Pickersley Road?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. I think over my life I've suffered severe depression and
yeah.
have self-harmed because of being in a children's home.
Yeah, no, I do understand, and I'm sorry that you do feel that way. This is a key example as to why it's ideal to, you know, get the correct doctors, because obviously once we receive their medical records, you have a mental health issues plays a big factor as well, from obviously your time in care, with it still having a long lasting effect on you to this day. I'm hoping that there's this Malvern Health Centre, on 300 Pickersley Road, Prospect View. Does that sound right?
Let me just have a look on my maps.
Yep, okay, take your time. It's just obviously so we can request the records from the correct place, you see.
Yeah, I haven't got it at the moment.
Okay, that's fine. If you can, obviously, when you stop driving or whatever, just try and find it. Just obviously, we've got the correct information, because I don't want this to go through to my investigation team and then we send off the records to the wrong doctors, you see. Malvern Health Centre is what I've got in your local area. When did you last go to your doctors?
About 6 months ago.
Okay, can you remember if it's over the road from a little Tesco Express? It's got, from what I can see, you've got your doctors on that corner with like an embankment on the side, like a green embankment, and then there's a little Tesco Express on the side road. Okay.
Yeah, I can't find it just now.
Okay, that's not a problem. That's absolutely fine. I'll put that health centre down for now. We won't be sending records off for another few weeks anyway until we receive an application number. So I'll obviously, in the meantime, I'll liaise with yourself just to see if it is the correct one before we do put you over to the investigations team. Okay. Following on from this phone call, Simon, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to send you out a link which is going to help you sign our documents. The documents I'm going to be sending you is a client care letter, and it's just basically a hi and welcome. This is what we do for yourself. There's also going to be a conditional fee agreement, which will be titled an CFA. That just basically explains our percentage that we'll be taking, break it down for you so you understand our fees. And then there's also a letter of authority, which is also going to be titled an LOA. That letter of authority gives us the right to act on your behalf in order to obtain any relevant records that will be suitable to use as evidence as part of this case, okay? So you'll receive that link within the next couple of minutes. Obviously, when you stop driving, of course, if you manage to get them documents signed over to ourselves, probably maybe within the next hour, I can send your form off today, and that'll start the process of being able to obtain your application number, okay? If you do require any assistance, just give me a call back and I can help you through the forms, no problem. I'll be sending that link over shortly. And then in terms of obviously getting the ID and proof of address over to ourselves, you can either attach that as images via email, or you can send it over to us on our WhatsApp. It's entirely whatever's easy for yourself.
Okay. I actually live in my van now. I've moved on from that address.
Okay. Do you have any like letters that are, you know, within the last 3 months from that address?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. If you can just send over a letter, obviously when you get the chance, send over a letter dated within the last 3 months, and then obviously your driver's license or passport or birth certificate, and then that'll complete the verification for you. Yeah,
okay.
We are a paperless company, so we don't send any mail to that address or anything like that, but it's just to verify who you are.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions for me at all, Simon?
No.
No, okay, that's fine. I am only a phone call away if anything does pop into mind. And as I said, I'll keep a lookout for your documents before I leave the office today to try and get that application sent off for you.
Okay,
Sam. Is everything okay?
Yeah. What? Do you want to know anything else?
No. That's all. I've obviously got the brief statement about your time in care. As I said, we'll get a more in-depth witness statement from your time in care later down in the process. For now, this is all about getting you recognised within the redress scheme and getting an application number on your behalf. So in order to do that, this is why I'm going to be sending you out the documents via email, and you'll receive the text, the link in a text as well, for you to just click the link and it'll open up the internet browser. And then obviously once I receive them forms, I can send that off to the redress scheme and get that application number for you. So at this stage, I've got a brief detail of what's happened to you in care, but obviously, yeah, we'll go into detail with you further down in the process.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, is that all okay with yourself?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
Okay, no worries, Sam. As I said, I am a phone call away. If you do need to, if you need to have a chat or if there's anything else that you need to ask, I'm here for it. And obviously, yeah, thank you for your time today. I'll get these documents sent out to you in the next couple of minutes. And yeah, obviously, yeah, I'll look out for them before I leave the office today.
All right, thank you.
Not a problem, Simon. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Bye.